America Tonight. As I'm fond of saying, we like to tee it up with the folks from Talk Radio News, the true insiders in the Beltway and actually beyond. Ellen Ratner joins us now. Ellen, the big buzz has to be this. I can hear the rippling effects across the country. Bill Clinton saying
going
that
off
the... Exactly. Bill Clinton, the former president, what are you thinking? They really boxed in the administration, don't you think?
Well, you know something, when he was president, and I recall this because I actually was covering the White House back then, I'm that old. When he was president, he used to laugh because no matter what his press secretary would say, he would go off message. He would say whatever he darn wanted to say. And so now, you have to wonder, well, if he's willing to do that, when he was president with his own team, he's obviously just doing what he wants to do with his other team.
Yeah, but you know, behind the scenes, they have to be cringing over this because this just creates more headaches
cringing.
For them, doesn't it?
I'm sure the people in the White House are totally flipping out.
Cursing. Yeah, I'm sure they're upset. Absolutely. Absolutely, because, again, this is part of what, as you already know, the proposal, a bill coming up in the Senate, a bill coming up when it comes to Congress, as far as saying, listen, let's stick to the plan, and if they were promised to keep their health plan, let's give the people what they want. But how can they do that?
Well, the problem is that when Bill Clinton went off ranch, he also knows that there's no way that it would have ever passed Congress.
Yeah.
It's a Democrat. And also, I'm between you and me and everybody listening. The fact is that if the insurance, if they'd gone to a single payer system, which pretty much they would have had to have done, then the insurance companies, even though they're pulling out of states, would have flipped out. So, I mean, I was surprised that Bill Clinton said that, not just because of what he said, but because if he had thought it through, he also wouldn't have said it.
Yeah. All right, so we'll see as this continues to roll. I mean, this is really the biggest thing, isn't it, no matter what? There's a ton of other things that are important that
are
happening in Washington.
Other things, but you're right. Bill Clinton going off the ranch, particularly because what does that also mean about Hillary Clinton and if she just chooses to run?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Hillary...
You know they're going to play that clip from here till kingdom come.
Yep, absolutely. And Clinton, I know that it was 2016, but there was so much made about Chris Christie becoming, again, getting another term as governor of New Jersey and what's going to happen with him in 2016. That brings up the Hillary question. You definitely have the skinny. You're an insider when it comes to the Democrats. Does she really run, Ellen?
You know something? I was with the other day three major people. They were actually... people who were very high-level people in the Democratic Party over the last 20 years. And no one knows. Everybody says she positioned herself to run. But that final decision will obviously come later.
Yeah. Do you think...
So I would say the fairest thing to say is that she's positioning herself to run.
Yeah. You know, Senator Rand Paul today says Hillary's Benghazi failure would disqualify her in 2016. You think so?
No. Mm-hmm. Although, because I don't think that they're going to, honestly, I think the Benghazi problem is the gun running and the CIA, and I'm not sure. No, she can say that there's plausible denial. She doesn't get the security reports from the CIA or didn't get it. Hard to say.
Yeah. The other thing, of course, is the Philippines. You're well-traveled, and you see what's happening there. My goodness, you've seen disasters. Ever see anything like this?
I've never seen anything like that, and I have seen the Philippines. I've been to the Philippines. It's a beautiful country. But the problem you can't understand is, how is it you can't get any equipment in there? I understand it has been raining. I understand it's a problem, but it's really unbelievable that, and they're now saying also, it could be 6 months till they get electricity.
Wow. 6 months, that is crazy. And, of course, we'll just continue to pop aid in, right? I mean, that question comes up at the White House. We're dumping in as much as we can, or people are certainly in the United States.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
And, of course, the big thing is Bill Clinton, as we were talking about there, and the fact that he says, no, you got to honor the what you promise, that people can keep their health care. And that goes right along with what's happening in Congress, whether or not the Senate, whether they're going to have a bill, Mary Landrieu up for re-election. The senator knows that her back's against the wall because her constituents are furious, like so many other Americans, about the promise that's not kept and getting things in the mail showing their insurance is canceled because it doesn't meet the criteria of affordable health care, a.k.a. Obamacare. And there's no question that anybody who wants to get reelected, especially in states where the constituents are blowing up the phones, which is a lot of people, because we keep saying this, everybody wants affordable health care, but what happens when it's not affordable? What happens when your tests double? You go for a simple eye test, but you have to now pay double what you were paying before. How many people are willing to say, well, it's okay if I have to pay more because somebody else is going to get health care coverage, and so I'm looking at the other people in the rest of the United States as this is my contribution. And there's very few people that are saying that because they're realizing they're going to have to peel off more Benjamins that they don't have. There are exceptions. We've talked about that. A lot of people have good health care still through their employers, at least right now. And they're seeing that nothing is changing as far as what they're contributing paycheck to paycheck, except for that maybe they're getting a few added bonuses, other things put in their checks like partial benefits for a gym membership or, you know, that kind of thing. I think we're going to see that the president's approval ratings drop even more. He gets into the low 30s before this is all said and done. But the interesting part of what's happened is Bill Clinton also jumping on the same thing that we're seeing with some of the senators, even if they're Democrats, and the same thing that we're seeing as well in the House, that you've got two different versions of this bill, but the similar result is what they're hoping for, that the people who are promised if they want to keep their health care, you can keep your health care. Only it will never pass because the president would veto that, even if it got to that point, which I don't think it gets to that point. And this buzz over healthcare absolutely is not going to die down anytime soon. It's interesting because, you know, we were talking about 16 days of a government that was shut down. Still, budget action is necessary. Debt ceiling limit pushed up. There are deadlines, hard deadlines coming up in January and February. But that's not what people are talking about. People are talking about being furious over the fact that Congress doesn't have to have the same health care and the president's promise. In fact, when we come back, I'm going to tell you just how low the Gallup poll shows as far as what we think about Congress. Not very positive. I can tell you that. You will be shocked at an incredibly low number. President is at 39%. Wait till you, whoops, that band. They always want to, it's like I'm at a wedding. I'm at a wedding called America Tonight, and sometimes they get out of control. They didn't like that either. So coming back, I'm going to tell you just how low Congress's approval ratings are compared to the president, who's at 39%. Hang with us. More to come. We just got started here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
President not guaranteeing that people will keep their insurance continues, like Dianne Feinstein also is joining that brigade to keep the health plans from the Democratic side. As I said, the big bombshell on the day, and we talked about it right from the get-go, is the fact that Bill Clinton was all over this. Coming up in our next segment, Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo, who is a messaging guy, a marketing guru, and he's all about the strategy and the messaging for companies and people. He looks at it from that point of view. What does this say about the messaging? I'm going to tell you about the polls in Congress in just a second, but I bet you the president was scrambling to try to come up with some kind of a response to Clinton saying that they should keep their promise, that people could keep their plans if they liked them. The White House, of course, has to say, look, we agree with Clinton, but they don't offer any idea of how that could be done, duh, because how can they? With what is in the Affordable Care Act, the insurance companies are not going to comply with it for the individual people that they're insuring. So to comply with it, it doesn't work. And how are they going to be able to change that? The White House is opposing the pending House Republican bill that I was mentioning briefly, but they don't have an alternative to it until they come up with some sort of an answer. Steiny Hoyer, Democrat from Maryland, says, I don't know whether we'll press them, but they say they're coming up with a change, they being the White House. So sooner rather than later as to what they're thinking would be better. He said that earlier today from the Capitol. Now, he says he's leaning toward opposing the bill that's sponsored by Republican Fred Upton from Michigan. However, he says, I haven't seen the final version of it. It's being changed and modified, and so I might reserve my judgment on it. And there are plenty of Democrats that say they're going to jump on it. The first hurdle is about the operational part of it. Health plans have to go through a federal review and approval process. That's before they can be sold on exchanges, so that's the first part of it. Mary Landrieu, I've already mentioned her, the senator from Louisiana, is the chief sponsor of a Senate bill that will require insurance companies to offer plans that were offered before the new Obamacare standards took effect. But how are they doing that? Because you have different requirements. That's why the old plans were ditched from the exchanges. It's not so much on the insurance companies. They're complying with the regulations of the Affordable Care Act. So the notices have already gone out. All this change has taken place. And I think it's impossible. And all the administrative nightmares already, they can't get the website right. So you want to talk about complications. Are you kidding? But here's the deal. Dems in red states are being slammed by this issue all the way around. And they're not going to win in some of these states if this continues. Here, let me give you an example. They just released a poll Tuesday that showed Senator Kay Hagan leads in the polls ahead of her re-election effort next year, but it's disappearing. She's one of many red state Dems backing Landrieu's measure because she knows I might be a Democrat in North Carolina, but the people I represent do not like this. They don't like it. They want to keep their plan. They want to keep their plan. And premiums have already been calculated based on the assumptions, right, that the old policies would be thrown out, canceled. So how's the government going to figure that out? How are they going to have enough money to cover next year's premiums because of that late change to the law? They can't set 2015 premiums to come up with losses from the previous years, right? So it's crazy. It's chaos. They have no program. They have no play in the playbook for this. And I'm sure that's why they freaked out when the former president, Clinton, said, oh, I think people should be able to keep their health plans. Absolutely. And wait till you hear Andrew Szabo's take on it, which is even a little bit different than mine. He's looking at it from the strategic point of view of Hillary Clinton and 2016 and the election. Then this story comes out of Sacramento that more than 1 million Californians have had their insurance canceled because of the ACA, because of the Affordable Care Act. And especially, we knew this was happening, though. Like Blue Cross, Anthem Blue Cross agreed to a two-month extension to give for over 100,000 individual policies because they didn't get a 90-day cancellation notice. So they got a little bit of a reprieve, but it's going to happen to them. They have to enroll. The policies were going to expire the end of December. Now they have till the end of February. But they're going to have to re-enroll. They're going to have to do that. So the people, and they screwed up. So that gave them, like I said, a little bit of breathing room. So people are going to have to go on these exchanges. Remember, the federal law requires policies to offer minimum levels of coverage. So that forces the companies to terminate some of the existing plans. And actually, under the law, they have another year to do that. So some people who think they're okay, you're going to wake up and you're not going to be so okay. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello. Okay. The UANA, the Unaffordable Care Act, Obamacare. Here's the dirty little secret. From the get-go, this was was designed to do just exactly what's going on, including the blow up and the screw up on the initial start and all the phony bull about the insurance companies dropping your insurance. What it's designed to do is come up with a one-payer system where the government,
yep,
Santa Claus Obama, will subsidize everybody's policy. Voila, one payer. What his goal was from the start. The whole thing was a lie to begin with, and only the stupid don't realize that.
You know what? I agree that the push was all along to get a one-payer system. And boy, if you could prove, if somebody could really cross the I's and dot the T's, they could nail them if they are purposely tanking
things. We
already
are. We've got Deadwood on him. We've got the memos. We've got the information's out there, and we're going to get it. We're going to impeach this man. He's going down. You don't lie to the entire nation and get away with it. And I'm telling you, there's a groundswell that's coming on, and we're going to impeach him.
I agree, there's a groundswell.
You get ready to make that naked walk, babe. I'll sell the tickets. Don't forget, I got the concession on that. That's mine.
All right, Dan, thanks. That's pretty funny. I did say that. I said, there's no way they're going to impeach him. I would walk naked to New Jersey, in fact, if that happened. I still don't believe he's going to be impeached, and I would love to see if there really is proof. And I know there's a groundswell. Absolutely, there's a groundswell to end what's happening here, because the president's approval ratings are dropping like a rock, the lowest yet, 39%, because of all this whole Obamacare stuff. And I think they're going to drop lower, as I said, into the low 30s, maybe even lower than that. And if they do, then it's really a disaster, and they know that. So then you look at Congress, because, hey, they're not the innocent does in all this either. So the approval rate of Congress, you didn't think that could dump any lower than it was? It's 9%, according to Gallup. That's the lowest in the history of Gallup polling, 9%. I mean, positive attitudes in Congress, where do you find that? I don't know. People related to the people who are serving on the Hill. And listen, there's a few good ones. Not everybody is lame. But I got to say, the percentage, I would put the number at 75%. 75%. All right, Andrew Szabo coming up next here on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp you GoodFoodUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I know you see me just like you. I know you see me just like you. I'm just trying to make my way. I got a feeling that you can relate. A lot of talk, but you should stay. Can't you see the way that I'm flagging you out?
Once again, another Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Saba, the marketing chef. He is a professional speaker and positioning, branding, and messaging strategist. Speaking of being off message, Bill Clinton said this to the president: keep your promise on Obamacare. He announced it today and shocked the White House. We talked to an insider a little bit earlier who said they cannot believe that he said that, because of course he's not supporting the president in this whole thing with your cancellation notices coming in the mail. And geez, we were told by the president that we could keep our health care if we liked it. Clinton says, no way, you got to keep your promise on Obamacare. So Andrew, when you're playing with the same party, this is a blunder, because the messaging is all over the map on this, from the former president to the current president. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one sense it's a blunder, but then one could look at this as being a strategic maneuver as well. Clintons are very skilled political operatives, and I think this is a way to potentially distance themselves from the current administration. One of the things that I think people forget, that it's very hard for the same party to be elected 12 years in a row. It actually rarely happens. It usually flips, you know, after 4 years or after 8 years. In several decades now, the only time that happened was when George Herbert Walker Bush, after Reagan was Reagan's vice president, was elected president. So the Republicans were in office for 12 years, and that's a rarity. So I think part of this is actually, I think it's more about Hillary Clinton and her run for presidency to distance herself from Obama. One of the other issues that the Clintons face, and Hillary Clinton in particular, that she was one of the first to bring up the whole topic of health care reform, if you remember, under her husband's presidency. So, you know, she could really get smeared with this and totally ruin her chances. So I think this is a way for, and of course, Hillary doesn't have to do the message. She's having Bill do it. So I think it's more about that than anything else.
Yeah, it could be, because a new NBC poll came out that said Chris Christie, if he won the primary for the Republicans, would actually trail Hillary Clinton in 2016. And this is just the beginning of this. Covering politics for a long time, Andrew, what happens is, as you know, the messages start to leak out and twist, and the spin game begins very early on, and it is starting already when it comes to 2016. So you may be right in that. What do you think would happen? Wouldn't it be kind of intriguing to see, first of all, if Chris Christie even gets the nomination? Because we talked about this last week. There are a lot of strong Republicans that could actually beat out Christie. So there is kind of a jump to conclusion here, don't you think?
Yeah. And again, just for those listeners who didn't hear the point made last week, Christie faces, any candidate faces this double issue. They have to get elected twice if you're going to be the president. You've got to be, first of all, you know, nominated and essentially elected by your party to be the candidate, and then you've got to be elected by the electorate. And all too often, if you look at some of the losers on both sides of the aisle, of why did somebody lose, sometimes it was the popular choice for the party, but was not really a popular choice for the country, because they really couldn't bring the country together. I think Christie faces the interesting dilemma that this, what we touched on last week, is that he can bring the country, he can bring in a lot of independents, even I think pull in, and I think definitely can pull in some of the Democratic votes, almost like Reagan did. And could, you know, be a very viable candidate for Republicans. The problem is, I think it's very difficult for him to be nominated and essentially, if you like, elected by his own party to become the nomination. So I don't think there's a high probability we're going to see. I could be wrong on this. Things can change, as you just said, Kate. But for right now, the Republican Party is too divided on what its message is, because the candidate has to represent the message. And the message right now is all over the place.
Yeah, speaking of being all over the place, the White House press secretary, Jay Carney, being barraged constantly, and he should be when he does the daily briefings about health care, and now he's coming out with this whole thing of, well, we're not confirming numbers, we're not talking about the numbers. Of course we're not talking about the numbers because of all the glitches and the problems with the rollout, and they're trying to sort of cover their tracks with this thing, and he's all over the map on the messaging. I don't even know if he has a pipeline to the White House anymore, because half the time what Obama's saying is often a little bit opposite of what Jay Carney says when he's talking to the reporters. I'm going to say, and I used to beat up Andrew on Robert Gibbs. I had showed no mercy to him when it came to what he did in the White House briefings, but at least he stuck to whatever he was saying. I think Jay Carney looks confused sometimes when he's up there. And do you think it's because he wants to be buddies with the media, and this whole messaging thing is a conundrum for him?
I think that's one possible theory. I think the other possibility is that the White House itself is in complete disarray at this point, and doesn't really know what to do, because they've enjoyed coming up to 6 years of basically you know, pretty much talk about freedom of the press. They got freedom from the press. And they really have not had to deal with any kind of sharp criticism from the mainstream media. And yeah, and I really don't think they know what to do. I think this is a symptom, as you said, it could be Carney himself, or it could be a symptom that they really don't know. They've been able to spin the message so often and put out the propaganda, but this time it's not working. And I think the big issue is that the press itself doesn't like, there's limits to what the press will do for you, for a president. And they don't like to be made a fool of. And I think that, I thought that they've gone one step too far with IRS. You started to see some of the mainstream press jump on that and begin to question the White House and its policies. You saw a little bit more under NSA, which we didn't see around Benghazi or Fast and Furious. And they feel that they've been made a fool of, the things they've been reporting on, and of course now, you know, the video evidence is there. How many times did the president say, I think it's like 41 times, that the president said that you can keep your insurance, you're not going to lose it if you like your insurance. And there's evidence that the White House now knew this well in advance, and basically was giving a line to the press that the press reported on and allowed Obama to be elected. And I think the press would feel like maybe had a fool of because it was right there in the legislation. And I think, you know, this is potentially the press doesn't like to be made a fool of, and the White House has no idea now what to do about this. And I think they're in confusion. I think you've got different factions within the White House saying, okay, we need to do, option A or option B, and they're flip-flopping all over the place of what the line is. Okay, let's not admit that we did anything wrong. Let's just change what Obama really meant. And they're putting that line out. Then they get questioned on that. That didn't work. So now they have to, you know, jump to option C. And so they're bouncing around all over the place. And, you know, the truth will set you free, and they've yet to speak the truth.
Yeah. Last one. We have, just a couple of minutes, quick minutes here left. The real measuring stick is approval ratings. Approval ratings for this president are now at 39%. Lowest approval ratings. They just keep going down. And I think this calls into question what we're already talking about, credibility of the White House. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I mean, in one sense, it's a little bit of a sad reflection of what goes on in this country and what people are really interested in and what they are willing to follow and tolerate. And I think a large percent of the population really has no idea what Fast and Furious is, what really happened in Benghazi and some of these other things, because it didn't affect them. But, the IRS scrutinization of the Tea Party only affected those in the Tea Party. So the average American wasn't affected. This affects all Americans, and they realize that, okay, we were promised that our health care was probably going to drop by $2,500. It was going to cost us less. We could keep our doctors. We could keep our insurance. Those were three key promises that the president talked about over and over again. And it's called affordable. The other name, of course, is Obamacare, but it's also affordable health care. It's not affordable, and it's not taking care of my health. And we're now seeing stories of people with cancer, they're getting dropped, and now their lives are in danger. So this is now hurting people, not just in their pocketbooks, not their livelihood, but potentially their life. And this is hurting them, and they're not going to tolerate it. They feel they've been lied to. And I believe this could potentially be the undoing of the president, and you know his legacy, his signature legacy, could leave him worse off than Carter when he finished, which was he was considered one of the worst presidents of the 20th century, or in the last 100 years, and we could now see that surpassed by Obama. And that's something very drastic.
I agree with you. Legacy definitely called into question here. Peel back the onion, Andrew Szabo. Thanks so much.
Thanks as always, Kate. You're awesome.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
America tonight. So in honor of the military, a couple of feel-good stories, including the help naturally that the military is providing to the folks in the Philippines. You heard Ellen Ratner, if you were listening at the top of the hour, talk about the fact that they might not have electricity in some parts for six months. So the U.S. carrier group is making great speed to get to the Philippines, and this is a carrier that's got supporting ships, and they just hightailed it out of Hong Kong on Tuesday to try to help the survivors, realizing they got to get food to them. It's the USS George Washington. They've got about 6,000 rather sailors on board, and that's what they're calling the best speed, as fast as they can get there. So they also have on board basic necessities, water, food, medical supplies. They got helicopters and all kinds of aircraft that can deliver aid from the ship to shore, and they can shuttle back and forth. That's the huge part of this. So since it's got everything on board, it's a giant response, frankly. It's a sizable response, is how one captain put it. The fact that you're talking about just a major, major, major relief effort, and the sailors trying so hard to get there as fast as they could. They had to recall them from shore leave within 24 hours before the ships left at 1 p.m. on Tuesday. And the captain, Tom Dizzy is the captain, he said the sympathies are with the people of the Philippines and we're going to take it as it comes. So the carrier group is going to join the Marines that are already deployed in the Philippines, and an advance guard of about 90 or so is already there on the ground. They were there as of Monday. And, of course, many of you who serve in the military realize this: Hong Kong is the regular shore leave destination for the Navy. So Tacloban is where they are right now, because that's the area that, of course, was hit by this with the 7,000 islands. And I heard they made just great speed, the best speed they could possibly get. They're trying to get there as fast as possible, realizing this is truly life and death for so many of the people that just are completely wiped out because of this typhoon. Another interesting story that I find pretty heartwarming in a way is an Arizona man was searching for the recipient of a Purple Heart medal that was found at a flea market. I mean, what a cool thing. I was thinking about this. How do you, a Purple Heart at the flea market, because it got mixed in with some stuff or whatever. And he wanted to get to the bottom, to get it to the right person, figure out what was the deal with the Purple Heart. And it's the story of a World War II soldier who was killed in 1944. And it was a Vietnam vet named Matt Carlson who said he started to research all of this back in February because he got the medal for $40 in Glendale's big flea market that they have there, which is a suburb of Phoenix, really. So the person's name was engraved on the back of it, but there weren't any markings that to show the war or the battle or any of that kind of stuff, which often you find. So the search for Clarence Merrimont spanned 4 states. There were a bunch of volunteers involved. A member of Congress jumped into the middle of this. And Carlson's son actually found an organization that was dedicated to preserving the memory of World War II, an army battalion, the 300th Combat Engineers. And they started to research and try to help find out what the mystery, find out if they could unravel the mystery. So the medal recipient was from Stillwell, Oklahoma, killed in 44 during a storm in the English Channel. An explosion killed half of the men on board, and Merrimont's family requested that the medal be given to the Stillwell Historical Society, so in Oklahoma. And that's what happened during a Veterans Day ceremony at Stillwell High School. They, he presented the medal. I think that's wild. It's wild that he found it in the flea market, and that now that will forever be preserved as a piece of history. And then the story is told about what actually happened and how that Purple Heart came about. So bravo. Instead of just taking and saying it, hey, I want to get this Purple Heart medal and take it out of this flea market, and I'm a military person, but actually trying to hook up with the family and figure out what the story was, I think that's pretty neat. Good for Matt Carlson. A big shout out to him for spotting it and then tracing it all the way back. Since it is military week, nothing infuriates, I think, military families more, or so many of us that say the ultimate sacrifice is what the people in the military are doing. When you have deployment after deployment, often you're not back for 8 months or more. Sometimes, you know, we talked to a bunch of Green Berets in our previous show, and they can get dumped in the middle of anywhere where nobody really knows what they're doing, and then suddenly they reappear 7-8 months later, or even longer. So the Defense Secretary, Chuck Hagel, is sensitive to this, and he warned troops and families that they're going to be asked to probably make more sacrifices with benefits and pay because of the tight budgets. And he said that, you know, it's one of the top six priorities in reforming the military following what's happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's going to be difficult, they say, to not have, they're not going to be able to have pay increases. They're going to have to trim it. And they're going to have to overhaul TRICARE and review retirement benefits while trying to figure out the cuts in personnel. Now, we told you about TRICARE already. It's disappointing because under this whole Obamacare thing, the military folks that are on TRICARE can't insure their kids, you know, the kids that are in their early 20s. It doesn't apply to them because it doesn't meet the criteria. Meaning they couldn't afford to have all those people insured if they also had to insure the 20-somethings. That I think it's a way to force them onto the healthcare exchanges. So the alternative, according to Hagel, is to have a well-compensated but very poorly trained and equipped military as far as having readiness and capability. He actually did a keynote address to a global security forum that was sponsored by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and he acknowledged the need to get approval for changes to compensation and personnel and all that other kind of stuff. So in other words, the military, once again, because of the situation with Iraq and Afghanistan and trimming budgets, they're stuck in the sense that they're the ones who are going to have to come up with a big sacrifice. I mean, the Department of Defense took a $37 billion sequester cut this last year, and they might have to absorb a $52 billion sequester cut this coming up year. So they have to be ready. They have to have planning and all the capabilities. And the only way to sustain that, they say, is to cut on those other areas. My, oh, my. The ultimate sacrifice over again and again and again and again. Many of you, by the way, shared your stories. Continue to do that. If you've got a good story, a feel-good story about someone in the military, share it with us. Send it to me at americatonight.net.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.